Morning Saturday afternoons at 7 on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the Internet at WDEO.net.
Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
And it's a rainy Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday, October 11, 2017. Good to be with you, and it needed the rain, so not too bad. Seems like it is going to be clearing up for the weekend, and hopefully we can get some time in at the cider mills and maybe just going for a hayride. It's just such a beautiful time of year in Michigan, and we've been really blessed because it's been, well, how do you say, an early Indian summer or maybe the never-ending summer? Fine with me. And we're starting to see the beautiful fall colors down here in southeastern Michigan. One thing about flying a great deal is that when you're going up and down, obviously, and if you're sitting by the window, you get a nice sneak peek at the changes of season. But thanks be to God, I'm home for 2 weeks. Next Friday, after the program, I'll be flying into the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and going to the beautiful parish of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is a shrine in the Archdiocese of Philly. We are having our sold-out wine conference, Women in the New Evangelization, of course, CatholicVineyard.com, myself, Kelly Walquist, who runs wine, and Kitty Cleveland. All of us will be speaking, giving our testimonies. 1,200 women are going to be there, sold out, packed to the gills, and we're so excited. We will have a welcome by the Archbishop, of course, Archbishop Charles J. Chaput. So excited to see him again. And so I'll be home until then. And come back and then go to the radio conference and then go to Rome with 50 women, including Joan Lewis, who's joining us later today on the program. So kind of playing it low-key right now, which is really nice, wrapping up the details on my latest book, Beyond Sunday, Becoming a 24/7 Catholic. And we're having a study guide, and we're doing videos along with it. All of that, we're looking at a release before Lent because we want to make it a Lenten tool. And I do want to say a big thanks to all of you who are signing up for our beloved series. Also, thanks to Ave Maria Radio, Monsignor McClory, Michelle St. Pierre, and all the good folks at the Michigan Catholic, Fran and Rich Walden, and so many others who helped us promote Beloved. I was praying, and you may have heard me say this, for 15 to 20 couples. I'm saying, Lord, that's a good number. I'd love to pack the place, but I will certainly be happy with 15 to 20 couples. We are up to 45 couples as of yesterday. I am so excited. Never did Deacon Dom and I think it would be that crowded. And, you know, and this is not to insult anyone, but everybody's busy, and this is a busy time of year with school activities, and 6 weeks is a big commitment. But this speaks volumes about your openness to grow closer to God and to each other and to work on your marriage to make your good marriage a great marriage and to make your great marriage even greater. And we will be talking about all of that beginning on Friday evening. Registration starts at 7. And make sure you come a little bit early because it'll probably be a little bit of a line at the registration desk. But Lisa Ann and Mary at the parish at St. Isaac's and Debbie over at St. Joan have been working hard to make this all very smooth. And we have some nice treats for you, some refreshments. You can have a little glass of wine, maybe some cheese. We'll have some desserts for you as well. It's not a full dinner. You know, I didn't make any lasagna or anything like that, but you will have something to munch on while we're presenting, and we're just so excited. We are also going to have a table of different books that you can purchase. We're going to just ask you to make a small donation on those books because it'll help us offset the cost, and you can do some Christmas shopping there because these are all brand-new books. All brand new books, hot off the presses, and I get all these books from publishers, and instead of throwing them away, I either donate them to groups like Worldwide Marriage Day that could put out a table, or maybe to a crisis pregnancy center if they want to sell the books, things like that. And I try to take advantage of these books and help other groups benefit. So we'll be putting those books out there on a table. And again, it's a great Christmas shopping opportunity because these are brand new books that run anywhere from $15 to $26, and we're going to be selling them for a small donation of $2 to $5 to help offset the cost, because all of this is free. And we bought all the materials, and St. Isaac's and St. Joan of Arc are splitting the costs. And so it's a very, very gracious thing that these parishes are donating their time, treasures, and talents, and their funding, quite frankly, to put this on for free. So trying to offset the cost a little bit. And Dominic and I will be selling our Intimate Graces book at the end of the series, which would also make another nice little Christmas gift. So 45 couples. I'm so excited. Deacon Dom and I have been praying for all of you if you signed up. And if you still want to join, you can. However, you won't have a book Friday night, which doesn't matter. We'll have the questions for you, and we can order a book for you. But don't feel like just because you didn't register as of Monday, which was technically our deadline, that you can't come. Just give Lisa Ann a call at 586-778-5100, extension 3, and she'll take down your name. And we will order you a book, so you'll get one at some point. And again, we'll have the questions for you on Friday if you're registering at the last minute, or if you're a walk-in and didn't have time to get into the email or the phones or whatever. We'll make sure that eventually you get the materials before, obviously, the second week of the program. We'll order them and have more in the following week. But this is really great. Now, most of it is really just listening and then talking to each other as husband and wife. There will be a small exchange at the tables with couples, and if we have time, if it were a smaller group, Dominic and I were talking about this last night, if it were a smaller group, say 15 to 20, we'd have the couples introduce themselves. But it's a good problem to have with 45 couples. That would take place, you know, take up most of the hour and a half time slot for the program schedule. So we'll have you talk amongst yourselves at the tables, introduce each other, and share. And then there will be time for couple sharing. And the important thing is, and we want to get this word out right now, that there is homework. You have a homework assignment where you take a question home and discuss with each other. That's really, 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 really important to keep the flow going and the conversation and the excitement about what you're learning, all about God's plan for marriage. But we are so excited. We've been praying for you. When I was at the shrine, the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, I said prayers for all the couples, and any obstacles that you know who wants to throw in your way on your way to St. Isaac's on Friday night, asking Our Lady to intercede and smooth it all out, and her to ask her son for protection over all of us as we enter into this program, which is honoring and explaining marriage as God ordained it. So I lit a candle at this beautiful Marian shrine, and there are many in this gorgeous basilica in D.C. if you've never been there. And then again, Deacon Dom and I have been praying for you. Julie and Greg Alexander have been praying. Fran and Rich Walden from Worldwide Marriage Day have been praying for you. So you've got a lot of prayers going up, a lot of prayers. And again, if you feel so moved and haven't registered yet, we're not going to turn anybody down. We have a lot of space down there in the reception hall. So we have 45 couples right now. We would love to see you. We're not going to turn anybody away. Obviously, if we get 500 people, we can't fit them all down there. There has to be some limit. But for right now, we can take a number of additional couples. So don't be shy in registering by contacting St. Isaac's in St. Clair Shores. So that's coming up. Wanted to tell you about that. And let's see, what else? We have Beloved. Oh, how about the show? That would be a concept, talking about who's coming up on the show today. Chris Stefanik, who's amazing. Probably one of the top speakers in terms of reaching out to young adults. He's going to be joining us to let us know what's new with him. We're going to be focusing on his message of some of these bigger events he's giving around the country. So really appreciate his work. Chris Stefanik will be joining me at 8:15. 8:35, Father Stan Tokarski, who's pastor at St. Joe's, along with Tim Staples from Catholic Answers. And they are going to be presenting and talking about a beautiful Fatima Festival at St. Joe's in South Lyon. We mentioned this a few weeks ago, but, of course, it's coming up this weekend, and wanted to let you know about it. So that's St. Joe's in South Lyon. Father Stan Tokarski, the pastor, along with Tim Staples, a well-known convert, author, speaker, and Catholic Answers apologist. And then so excited, in our national hour, a beautiful, beautiful new CD from one, the only, Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, Sister Joseph Andrew, of course, the co-foundress of that amazing order, will be joining us at 9:15 to talk about it. Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring Christmas with the Dominican Sisters of Mary. Yay! So excited. And then, of course, because it is a Wednesday, we go to my favorite place in the world, Italy. Joan Lewis joining us live from Rome. So it is a busy morning, very, very busy morning. And that's our show for today. Chris Stefanik, Father Stan Tokarski, and Tim Staples, Sister Joseph Andrew, with an idea for a Christmas gift for you. And then Joan Lewis. The phone number, if you have a question for any of our guests, 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. In terms of the weather, grab the umbrella. We're going to have rain in southeastern Michigan, obviously, and a mixture of clouds and rain all across the Great Lakes State today. It is 8:10. Let's see what's happening on a Wednesday morning and see what's in the news right now. Especially, we need to pray for the folks in Northern California. The situation just keeps looking even more and more grim, so keep them in your prayers. Well, the death toll, as Mark Mayfield reports, from wildfires sweeping across Northern California, now up to 17.
More than a dozen deaths are confirmed in the wine country of Sonoma and Napa counties. More than 150 people are also reported missing in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco. What's being called one of the worst firestorms in California history has destroyed as many as 2,000 homes and businesses. About 20,000 people have been evacuated. Weather forecasters say that low humidity and winds gusting up to 45 miles an hour could create miserable conditions for firefighters today. President Trump has approved a federal disaster declaration.
Meanwhile, California fire officials say the conditions were right in Northern California for explosive wildfires to break out.
When you get the right conditions with the fuels and that wind coming up, it was a disaster waiting to happen, and it happened.
At a community forum in Santa Rosa last night, Cal Fire Chief Tony Brownell noting the region received a great deal of rain, which meant there was a lot of grass around to fuel the flames. Wind has also been a factor, and it's likely going to continue to be a problem for firefighters. There's a red flag warning for the region today, meaning there will be strong winds and low humidity. The biggest of the fires burning in California's wine country is the Tubbs Fire, which has scorched as many as 3,000 homes and buildings in the Santa Rosa area. President Trump heading to Pennsylvania today to talk up his tax plan. And meanwhile, he says he wants the American people to get the tax cuts that they deserve.
People want to see tax cuts. They want to see major reductions in their taxes, and they want to see tax reform. And that's what we're doing. I will tell you that it's become very, very popular.
In a White House photo op yesterday, Trump again calling on Congress to pass aggressive tax reforms. He argued the U.S. is the highest tax nation in the world. Democrats say the Republican tax plan will primarily benefit the wealthiest Americans and corporations. Commissioner Roger Goodell, as Lisa Carter reports, apparently has had a change of heart, sending a letter to NFL owners on the national anthem controversy.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is telling team executives, "We believe that everyone should stand for the national anthem." In a letter to NFL owners, the commissioner said the anthem is an important moment in our game. We want to honor our flag and our country, and our fans expect that of us. Goodell says the controversy over the anthem is a barrier to having honest conversations and making real progress on the underlying issues. He says it will be discussed at upcoming owner meetings. It's been a key issue for President Trump, with the president hammering away at the NFL on Twitter, saying at one point players taking a knee should be fired. Lisa Carter.
Interesting that Goodell has had a change of heart since the ratings have gone down and since surveys are showing that the NFL is no longer as respected as it once was in terms of a professional athletic league. Basically, their approval ratings are in the toilet, and all of a sudden now we have Goodell with this big change of heart. Interesting. Well, Harvey Weinstein reportedly on his way to Europe to enter a rehab program. 65-year-old movie producer seeking treatment for sex addiction after being accused of harassing women for years. The report says Weinstein will enter a live-in facility and deal with his behavioral issues. His wife, meanwhile, Georgiana Chapman, has called his actions unforgivable and said in the statement that she's separating from him. I posted a couple of articles on Facebook yesterday regarding this whole Weinstein controversy, and it is just beyond belief. There's a new story out in The New Yorker that was published yesterday about serious, serious allegations of, sexual harassment and the objectification of women is bad enough. But apparently we're talking about possible rape charges here. Now, here's the thing. This kind of sexism and abuse of power happens in many, many circles. And those of us who are conservative can't sit there and say that we're innocent, that it's never happened. That would be a blatant lie. But what is so frustrating to me in the case of Harvey Weinstein is that so many of these very prominent and powerful actresses, including Ashley Judd and now Heather Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, all experienced harassment in connection with touching base and working with, because Weinstein was so powerful in Hollywood. These are women who are out there on major, quote-unquote, issues and causes that they find near and dear. And most of these women, especially Ashley Judd, oh, and also Whoopi Goldberg, who was seen in pictures with Weinstein, and especially at the White House with Michelle Obama, and the Obamas and the Clintons finally came out with the statement 5 days later. These are people, these women, who had huge audiences. In addition to grossing gazillions of dollars with their films, they were involved in various causes, and Ashley Judd was especially vocal against President Trump during the Women's March. And yet, she said nothing, or spoke up, did not speak up, when these candidates were receiving all kinds of money from Weinstein, including, of course, Hillary Clinton, who took something like $45,000 from him. He donated to the Democratic Party. He donated to Planned Parenthood. He was seen at all of these events hobnobbing with these Democrats. And none of these women in Hollywood said anything? To me, that's extremely hypocritical. You care so much about women's rights and you're screaming and yelling because of what then-candidate Trump last August was revealed that he said, which was disgusting, and we talked about that. We didn't let him, you know, get away with it. But come on. And one woman writes on my Facebook page yesterday, they shouldn't be talking about these things on Catholic radio, really. We shouldn't be talking about let your yes be yes and your no be no. We shouldn't be talking about the dignity of the human person and the true dignity of women. We shouldn't be talking about this obsession with sex in our culture, of not practicing what you preach, doing one thing, saying one thing and doing the complete opposite in your actions. It's just absolutely ridiculous for people to say we shouldn't be talking. We need to be talking about this on Catholic radio. How are we going to be salt and light? How are we going to make a difference in the world if we don't address this from a truly Catholic perspective? As Al always says, we have to look at everything through the lenses of Scripture and the teachings of the Catholic Church. And the world needs the truth of the faith now more than ever. And these shenanigans with Weinstein and Hollywood and their hypocrisy is just another example of how badly this world is in need of God and the truth of our faith. We'll be talking about that, spreading the good news, with Chris Stefanik, who already has a sold-out crowd for a big event he's doing down in Florida. And he's just one fancy pants guy going around selling out places all over the place. And we'll be right back with Chris Stefanik up next.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
On our next Christ is the Answer program, Father Ricardo discusses the decision to become a Christian and to live the moral life in the face of a culture that is constantly adversarial in questioning our commitment, God's fatherhood, and the freedom that He alone can provide. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday evenings at 7, and Sunday mornings at 11 on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet. Christ is the Answer, topics of Christian concern from the Catholic perspective.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
If you're a registered nurse who has at least 1 year of experience in home care, has a strong desire to work with the elderly population, is very dedicated with flexible hours, come and join our team at John Paul Home Care. We have excellent packages for full-time and part-time positions, including highly competitive salaries. All interested parties are welcome to fax their resumes to 248-731-7562. That's 248-731-7562.
Fall sports are in full swing, and the crisp fall air is a true blessing. Hi, I'm Dan Hall from Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're very excited about our new Jeep celebration event going on now. You can lease a new Jeep Renegade or the all-new Jeep Compass for as low as $149 per month, or the Ram Crew Cab 4x4 pickup and the all-new Chrysler Pacifica, the award-winning minivan, for only $249 per month. Experience the difference with professional treatment and the absolute lowest payments in Michigan, only at Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, or visit us online at PinckneyChrysler.com.
He's a veteran of youth ministry. He speaks to thousands of teens, young adults, and parents every year, and he's been at this for quite a while. Had the opportunity to speak with him, I think it was about 2 years ago. And, Chris, I'm trying to remember where we spoke together. I know it was a great conference, but you and I were talking about when you go on these speaking gigs like we do, we're all over the place, and we can't remember where we've been except within maybe a few minutes or a few hours of our various stops. But you're on your way to New Hampshire. Then you're going down to Florida to the Miami area where you're sold out. Some 1,200 people are there to see you speak, which is awesome. And your website, Real Life Catholic, reallifecatholic.com. So what is your focus, especially given, I would say, the last year or two where the culture is even worse than it's ever been before? How do you address that within your ministry to young adults?
You know, when you're in a fight, right, the blood rushes from your extremities to your core, to your heart, your lungs, to keep you going. That's part of the biological response of fight or flight. You know, it rushes to your muscles, so your skin gets a little cold if you're terrified about something.
Mm-hmm.
As the culture declines, I think it's time to rush back to the heart of it all. Where do we get all this Catholic stuff from? Where are our moral teachings from? Where's the ritual, the rich history, the tradition? It comes from the basic message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, an invitation to convert and to follow him and to receive him as Lord of your life. And that's what our whole Reboot Live tour is about. It's a multi-generational event that focuses on the core message of Christianity. It's nothing new. It's just a message that's changing lives 2,000 years ago, changing lives now. And then we focus on how to live that out in practical ways every day. But the real beauty of this event and this whole initiative, we're working with parishes for 6 months before I get there, to coach them, to teach teams of people, usually just lay volunteers, and how to invite their whole neighborhood back to God, which is why we're selling out, not from a large region, but selling out usually from someone's hometown.
Mm-hmm. So what does this tell you in terms of despite the attacks from the culture? I think it says that when you come right down to it, people are still searching and know that the world doesn't have much to offer them.
Well, that's it. I mean, there's... The human existence is a big question, right? And the answer is Jesus Christ, right? That's it. And the culture declines when we wander from the lordship of Jesus. And he's the golden bullet, man. He's the only answer. He always has been the same answer in the end. You know, I had an event. I hosted an event with Bishop Connolly a couple years ago, I'll never forget this, at a bar in Denver. It was a theology on tap, and there was a guy who started heckling him. And my wife approached this guy afterwards, and I'm thinking, great, you want to get me in a fight or something? But anyway, she started talking about abortion, because the talk was about abortion, so we started having this long conversation about the church's teaching on abortion, and he eventually said, I think my mom should have aborted me.
Aww.
Right, I thought, here I am trying to make a case for the objective value of a child when this child doesn't realize that he's a child of God, doesn't realize his own value, his own worth.
Mm.
But outside the context of the core message of the gospel, not only do our moral teachings not make sense to people, human existence doesn't make any sense to people at all. You know, this is the place where all of it is Catholic exploded from, and all that gives life meaning exploded from. It's that God touched down and invites us to himself. So, you know, despite all the horrible things happening in the world, I have a lot of hope because, you know, I'm seeing these crowds sell out every week. I mean, it almost makes me forget about the stuff going on. You know? I'm seeing these crowds sell out, and I'm seeing people every single event say, you know, I decided to come back home to the church because of tonight.
Same thing. I mean, I'm seeing it too, and we have sold out next weekend. I was telling our listeners, Kelly Wahlquist, myself, Kitty Cleveland, 1,200 women in Philadelphia.
Praise the Lord.
1,200 right? women in Philadelphia, and even in the small towns, people are flocking, and our listeners are supporting something that Deacon Dom and I are doing. We have, get this, Chris, and you'll love this, being so familiar with Denver and the Augustine Institute. We have 45 couples signed up already for the Beloved series that Deacon Dom and I are going to be hosting at our parish on the east side in the Archdiocese of Detroit. 45 couples signed up.
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
So there's a hunger out there.
Yeah, that's right. You can't stop the hunger. And I think the worse the world gets, it almost brings people into touch with their hunger a little more.
Right, right.
You know, I think there have been other eras where there's been an ideology that's attempted to be a replica of what the gospel is, or has tried to give us some competition. You know, turn the clock back 50 years and you have this big hippie movement of peace and love and whatever, you know,
right.
without any reason, you know, which was hollow. But at least it was something that they were saying, hey, here's some competition. Here's a way to live the secular thing with meaning. It's just unraveling to the point where there's not even competition. So that's kind of good for us.
Well, that's a great point. I mean, if you look out, as bad as things are, and this whole, I've been talking a lot from a you know, women's objectification and the true dignity of women standpoint on this Weinstein situation and the whole Women's March nonsense and all of that. That if you look at this, what does this tell us? When you live a morally corrupt life, it falls apart. And here's this guy who was at the top of his game, supposedly, in Hollywood, making millions upon millions of dollars, hobnobbing with all the elite, and he was an absolute mess.
And he needed conversion. He needed the same thing that every single human being needs. And that's it. You know, I want to be the least innovative ministry in the church. That's what I'm striving for, right?
Mm-hmm.
there's the basics. The basics are the solution to every problem in the heart. Every
Jesus.
Problem in history.
Jesus.
It's Jesus. And this invitation, you know, last 2 weeks ago in Ohio, and the pastor told me, wow, 70% of the people here I never see at anything except the occasional mass.
Mm.
You know, how do you get people like that to come? Invitation. What do you mean by that? I mean literally invite them. You know, they feel welcome at church. Why? Because people say the word welcome when they come in. I mean, this is the basics we've got to focus on. And instead of overcomplicating everything, I think we overcomplicate things that we don't really want to do sometimes, right? Like if sometimes you got to lose a couple pounds, you know, start to learn about every diet under the sun because it makes you feel fit. You know? No, you just got to consume less calories and work out more.
Very simple.
And you don't feel like doing it. You know, we just have to start inviting people back and then giving them a challenge to receive the Lordship of Jesus, to convert, repent, to follow him, and to follow him in their daily lives and join the church's community. I mean, it's just simple stuff. God gave us the grace to focus on the simple stuff, right?
Right, right. Thanks be to God for that, because I couldn't handle anything too complicated. We're talking with Chris Stefanik, his cool website, realcatholic.com. He's traveling all over the country.
Reallifecatholic.com.
R-E-A-L, lifecatholic.com. Thank you very much. Sorry, it's still early for me. I was up late last night watching the news and all the different coverage on these stories. Any chance you're coming to Michigan anytime soon?
You know, like you, I don't know where I was 2 weeks ago, and I don't know where I'm going in 3 weeks. I'm lucky if I know where I was yesterday sometimes. So I hope so. And if not, you can click on the See Chris Live tab on my website and bring out the event. Usually it's a group of engaged lay people that starts the ball rolling and says, yeah, we want to make a difference. And then the joy of being able to see, just being able to see that, you know, hey, we did this. You know, I'm going to be going, when I go to Southwest Ranches, guaranteed there'll be, you know, 10 volunteers in the parish who just experienced their power and inviting their neighborhood back to the Lord. So, you know, what comes next? We leave the parish with those 10 people.
Yeah, and whatever, wherever the Lord sends you, reallifecatholic.com. Also, one thing you have to check out, you probably heard about it already, but this ties in exactly with the great work that you're doing in terms of an invitation. When you're on the plane and you can get on the internet if you can, if not when you're in the airport sitting around waiting for your next flight, go to unleashthegospel.org, which is this really cool pastoral letter that my Archbishop Alan Vigneron wrote. It is just the best thing. It's this archdiocese and this area is on fire. We're so blessed here. So just, but you will love it. It is so practical. And he has all these different ways, and much of it is based on this invitation, just being there for people and just showing up. So unleashthegospel.org.
Beautiful. Sounds like my kind of bishop.
Yep. Oh, you would love him. I don't know if you've ever met him before, but you'd love him. Chris, glad we had a few minutes together. I want to remind folks to go to reallifecatholic.com, and I think we're going to be sharing this interview with our national, international audience just to kind of remind folks of the great work that Chris does. Not that he needs any more exposure, but it's all good stuff. And again, he's done a lot of great work with EWTN, radio and TV, the website reallifecatholic.com. He's a youth presenter, but actually his presentations are for all ages, especially parents, if you're interested in finding out how to keep your kids Catholic and get them on fire for the faith. Chris, thanks, buddy. Safe travels, reallifecatholic.com.
God
we'll bless. Be right back.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was fun. Thanks, Chris. Oh, he hung up. Oh.
The following is a message brought to you by the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan.
Scripture is filled with images of light coming from God to help and guide us. In the Psalms we sing to God, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, and the Lord God enlightens my darkness." The prophet Isaiah exhorts, "Arise, for your light has come, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." In John's Gospel, this light is revealed as Jesus, the one who was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. These verses call us to have comfort, knowing that God is leading us through His Word in Scripture and through His Word made flesh. During times of confusion or challenges, we can turn in prayer to our Bibles and to Jesus, asking for God's light to lead us on our paths. To learn more about the light offered by God's Word, visit the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan, cbsmich.org, or on Facebook.
My dad, sharp as a tack, but getting him out for a dentist trip got harder every year. When he moved to the senior residence where he lives now, Dr. Mansour's portable dental service was a godsend. Dr. Mansour comes to wherever the homebound patient may be, whether in a nursing facility or the comfort of home. All the services you'd expect in a dentist office brought straight to the patient's door. Call 586-873-5567. That's 586-873-5567 or portabledentalservices.com.
Are you Catholic and have been thinking of returning to the Church? Or maybe it's just been a while since you experienced the Lord's kindness and mercy in the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Come and have a cup of coffee and chat with a priest and maybe confession. Remember, no wrong is greater than the Lord's love for you. Come to Coffee and Chat with a Priest at St. Francis of Assisi Church in Ann Arbor on Thursday, October 12th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the Activity Center next to the church. More info at stfrancisa2.com.
Fully Alive. Reflections on the scripture readings of today's Mass with Father Pat Egan, chaplain of Ave Maria Radio.
The Gospel is chosen for today's feast of Francis of Assisi. It speaks of Jesus choosing ministers for the Gospel. St. Francis used to tell his friars, "Preach the Gospel. Only use words if you have to. They were to live it out. Their lives were to be their sermons." Now Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead to the places he intended to visit. He said, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few." So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. And that's a prayer we must use often. "Go on your way. I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. It's an urgent mission. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another." There was a temptation for ministers to upgrade their lodgings as they began to know a district. "Whatever town you enter in, they welcome you. Eat what's set before you, cure the sick, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' And whatever town you enter, they do not receive you. Go into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet we shake off. Yet know this, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It will be more tolerable for Sodom on Judgment Day, and 700 years later, the Franciscans are still evangelists. I'm Father Pat Egan, chaplain to Ave Maria Radio, commenting on the reading for today at Mass. You can reach on 734-938-3257. And remember, inspired by the Word of God, you can be more fully alive.
Hope you're having a beautiful Wednesday morning. It is October 11, 2017, and I'm telling you, we are so blessed in this area across the state of Michigan. We have so many great activities to attend, to grow, to learn, and among those, a big event coming up this weekend. Now, we've talked about this before. We've done other interviews, but it's close, and we wanted to remind you about this beautiful Fatima Festival that is coming up at St. Joe's in Lyon. Just go to stjosephsouthlyon.org/Fatima100. But even if you just go to the main website and just remember St. Joe's of South Lyon, you'll find all the details. And what a schedule. On the phone with us is Father Stan Tokarski. He's the pastor there. And we're doing our best to get a hold of our friend Tim Staples from Catholic Answers and EWTN, but of course he's in California, so he could have forgotten, and it's only 5:35 there. So we'll let him sleep for maybe a few more minutes and see if we can't get a hold of him. So, Father, you must be pretty excited about this weekend. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
I am. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, everyone. I'm absolutely excited. I mean, what a weekend ahead of us, and we really, really want to give glory to God and do something spectacular, something that South Lyon has never seen before, and hopefully we can keep doing things. This is the beginning of what is to come in our beautiful town here in South Lyon. We invite everyone to all the activities Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Fatima Festival. 100.org has all the information, not to mention the beautiful speakers. Poor Tim Staples, he's probably still sleeping in, back in San Diego. God bless him.
Oh, he's great.
Headlines our incredible event, and I cannot imagine anybody better than Tim Staples to come to our event. Thomas Smith, and Great Adventures, and of course Gary Mishura, our local treasure. All these incredible people hopefully will provide the message on this incredible Fatima Festival weekend for us.
So, Father, when did it really come to you that you needed to do something this big, as opposed to maybe bring in Tim to speak, over the weekend, or maybe have
Actually,
Gary do some apologetics?
It was interesting because sometimes you plan and God has different plans for you. You know, we were talking with our leadership team for a while, a long time ago, about doing something for the Reformation anniversary, for the 500 years of Protestant Reformation. We wanted to do something. And all of a sudden, we all like, maybe not. And this idea came about. Why not do this beautiful event, you know? It is not often that an event of this magnitude happens in the history of humanity, in the history of the church, you know? So we celebrate. There's just too much that comes together at this beautiful time of the year. So we ran with it, and it just happened, you know? So we are truly, truly blessed and happy to be doing this together as a parish family. What I discovered in the process, I never realized I had so many gifted, committed, and talented people in the parish. So people are growing as we speak.
Now, in terms of registration, how's it going? What's the buzz in your neck of the woods in the Archdiocese of Detroit?
I don't know the actual, because someone handles those things. As a priest, I'm unfortunately by myself, so I'm really busy with my priestly duties. People are registering online, but also everybody's welcome, you know, at any given time. Even if you don't register, just show up for any of the talks, for any of the events that we have. And mind you, we have events for not just adults, but also for children. We try to embrace the family concept. So if you have children, instead of going maybe to your local farm for hayride or something, come to us. We do that, you know. We got pony rides. We got petting zoo, hay maze. We had free meals for all 3 days. We got free meals. You don't have to pay a penny for whatever happens over here. And throughout this whole event, because this is, as much as we give praise and glory and gratitude to the Blessed Mother for guiding us, protecting us for so long, we give praise and glory to God. So we begin with the Eucharist. Everything is Eucharist-based. Mm-hmm. From the beginning, Friday at 3 o'clock, with the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, we have this traditional 40-hour devotion. And at the end of it all, to me, it's very monumental, essential, and important to me. We will, on Sunday afternoon, go in a Eucharistic procession through the city of Felt Lion, something that this city has never seen before. And again, I hope this is only the beginning. Incredible things happen when you take Jesus out into the streets.
Yep, incredible things happen. And Pope John Paul II was always a proponent of that.
You know, it's like, take Jesus into the streets. The reactions will be different, you know. But let me tell you, you never know. The power of the Eucharist blesses and continues to bless the world. So we are excited about this.
We're chatting with Father Stan Tokarski, if you're just joining us, the pastor of the beautiful parish of St. Joseph's in South Lyon. A huge Fatima Festival coming up this weekend. Our very own Gary Masciuta will be there, along with Tim Staples, if he ever wakes up. Just kidding. He's in California, so we'll give him a break. StJosephSouthLyon.org /Fatima 100, or just go to the homepage of the parish, and you'll find all the details. You know, Father, if you look at what's happening in our world with all the different evils that we're seeing revealed and the attacks on the dignity of the human person and marriage, it's really incredible. We shouldn't be surprised because, of course, Sister Lucia said before she died that the final attacks would be on marriage and the family. But so much of what Our Lady said to the children, the seers at Fatima, right before us.
Yes, that's why, Teresa, that's why it's so important that we do this, not just us, everybody else. That's why we need to deeply reflect on what is happening right before our eyes, you know. The story of Fatima continues to be alive today and will continue to challenge our hearts as people of faith, as children of God, because truly we are under attack. I was just, this morning when I woke up, I was reflecting, you know, it's interesting how we are becoming quickly like early Christians. Everything that is dear and precious to us, sacred to us, is under attack again, you know, in so many ways. So we need to take a stand for all the values that we treasure as Catholics, as people of faith, but also to preserve what God has entrusted to our care. We need to fight our own battle in a beautiful, loving, peaceful way, but we need to take a stand. That's what we are doing on behalf of God, on behalf of the Blessed Mother, who will continue to shelter us. We are joyful to do this.
She talked about so many people going to hell because of sexual sin, and It's so important to help people see this, that the Church teaches what she teaches about marriage, sexuality, not to hit us over the head, but so that we can love us enough to have an abundant life, not only in heaven, but here on earth.
Yeah, it's very simple. You know, I was actually very, very much troubled when the Supreme Court ruled a couple of years ago. I made a point to speak at all my masses about this. You know, people were absolutely touched as well. Without marriage, without family, what are we as a society? What defines us anymore? Nothing is relevant. So we absolutely need to fight the struggle, you know, as best as we can, and hopefully reverse the course, because otherwise, I don't know, we are heading into uncertain future and not something that we want to be. So again, as people of faith, we all need to make an effort. We as the clergy, the media, Catholic media, and people of faith everywhere, we do take a stand for marriage, for family values, you know. And we here in St. Joseph, we try to do that. And we begin with little kids because they are so beautifully receptive and they are so excited, you know. They're happy that we are reminding them of what is so and has been for centuries been so beautiful in our Catholic faith. We've always been based on family and marriage, and that will continue to be our center of attention.
What are you hoping that folks who attend, not only from your parish, Father, but from around the area, that they'll learn about the messages
of Fatima, about their faith? I'm having these discussions with my deacon, one of my deacons, who happens to be an engineer for Chrysler.
Who's the deacon? I'm just curious.
he is a very precision-oriented man, so he is very calculated. I, on the other hand, I take a leap of faith. You know, I love doing that because God watches us. God guides us through all the events, okay? So whatever happens, we will take it in. Whoever God brings our way, we'll be happy to celebrate with them, you know. So I'm always excited to walk into the unknown, because the mystery of life is what's really so beautiful. We too often dwell on what we know or wish to know, define everything, you know. God sometimes leads us in strange ways, and
yes,
that's what I'm hoping for this weekend, for the mystery of God to reveal itself and continue to challenge us.
Yeah, it is such an adventure. That's actually how I close one of my books in terms of you're in for the ride of your life when you say yes to God, because he doesn't show you the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
And although that's scary sometimes, at the same time it's really fun because you never, ever think you're going to end up where you actually do end up.
No, Teresa, it's very humbling. We actually had, I'm not going to get into details, we actually had an event last weekend, weekend before, when God guided us in a very strange way, not familiar to me and not logical to me, as even as a priest, certainly as a human being. When I was in a hospital anointing a dying person, the priest that was supposed to be celebrating Mass on Sunday morning didn't show up. I was in a hospital and people were praying together. I got back in time for communion. It was God's way. It was our way. It was an incredible reminder to me how God will lead you to places that you don't think you should be in. But yet, it's God's will. So you take the leap of faith. In the process, people discover the beauty of what it is that we live, that we believe in, that we continue to celebrate in our lives, in our parishes, in our communities. God is awesome, absolutely awesome.
How long has this been in preparation, Father, in terms of the volunteers, the organization, committees?
Oh, for months we've been meeting on a weekly basis, and volunteers, in fact, last night we had a meeting, volunteers have been pouring in, so we're trying to utilize, make sure that everybody is being utilized in this, because, you know, you foster that in people, the gift of service, you know. When someone volunteers, you have to use them as best as you can. Even if it's a small task, it empowers people and gives them ownership of the event, of the faith, of who we are as people of faith and as Catholics. So, yeah, it's been for a long time in the making. It's coming together beautifully.
What are you most excited about this weekend, just to see what God's going to do?
Actually, again, that was my reflection this morning, Eucharistic procession.
Mm.
I don't know why. I cannot explain. The whole weekend is just incredible. But I'm looking forward to Eucharistic procession.
Wow.
Because to me, it's so powerful. It's God's world, okay? We are simply reminding the world it still belongs to God.
Yeah. Let me know how that goes, because I know that having been at a number of different places where they've had procession, the reaction is, that's part of the, I think, beauty of it, to watch the reaction of the people.
Oh, we expect the good and the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
We expect it all. It's okay. It's okay. God always wins. So we will be happy, even if we experience those negative comments or gestures. It's okay.
Oh, look at those crazy Catholics. There they go again.
No kidding. We are proud to do this. We are excited to do this. As a matter of fact, we will continue doing this, you know. We wanted to do a procession for Corpus Christi, but, you know, the logistics of it, you know, we will be doing this on a regular basis and even more often. We want to be visible. We want to be known. We want to take Eucharist. It's our greatest gift. We want to show to the world who we are.
And also, though, I think to help people, especially Catholics, Father, and hopefully our Protestant brothers and sisters, get to know Mary, the Blessed Mother, more intimately.
Which is the source of such confusion.
Right.
Why not embrace such incredible love? I could never understand Protestant approach. I could never understand Catholics who refuse to acknowledge the Mother of our Savior. I could never understand the love that she has shared in so many instances for us, not just Fatima, but so many other places. It's incredible. When someone tells you, I love you in so many ways, take it in, receive it. It's a gift. It's a beautiful gift, life-changing gift. Blessed Mother is the one that will continue to shelter us until the end.
I think part of it, and this is just my own, and this is just what I've learned in talking with so many wonderful Protestant brothers and sisters, because we as Catholics haven't been able to really explain, Father, from a scriptural basis, our understanding of our relationship with Mary. And sometimes we tend to give the appearance that we're worshiping statues.
Yeah.
And
we don't worship Mary, we worship God alone.
We fail
to communicate.
Right.
Scripturally speaking, there is a whole lot, okay, that we can share. It's within the tradition, too, that we discover. You know, I have been, I'm sure that many people have been to so many shrines.
Mm-hmm.
And each and every single one of those instances, when the Blessed Mother appears for whatever reason to remind humanity of her love and how she continues to guide humanity to her Son, you know, it's a reminder. It takes us back to that immense love that began in the stable, okay, that continued on by the cross. And she held her Son, in her arms. This is so incredibly powerful. This is the story of our lives as well. And yes, we need to do a better job communicating. Why?
That's why I'm so glad you have Tim Staples and Gary Mashuda, two of the top Catholic apologists. And Tim was a very anti-Catholic. I think he was in the Church of Calvary. I think he was Calvinist.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became a Catholic because he had a solid Catholic roommate in the Marines who knew his faith. And the whole thing of Our Lady, though, while there isn't a ton in Scripture, it's there. I mean, if you look at the Old Testament in terms of Isaiah 22:22, if you look at the Gospels in terms of the Annunciation,
like
and blessed are you among women, and from now on all generations shall call me blessed. That's where she got her name to begin with.
Yep. See, Blessed Mother is like the glue that holds it together. But when you look at an object, you never see the glue, do you?
No.
She's incredible. So, yeah, we hope to truly bring that awareness this weekend. To our Protestant brothers and sisters, we have like 14 Protestant churches right here in this town, you know, and hopefully some of them consider coming because we want to expose them to the beauty of what it is, you know, and maybe, hopefully, say Hail Mary together. That's not scary.
Which is right out of Scripture. That's very scriptural.
Exactly.
It's right there.
Exactly.
Father, great to speak with you. God bless you for your willingness to be open.
You, and God bless everyone. And once again, we hope people join us for this beautiful, beautiful weekend for the greater glory of God.
Praise God. And you can come anytime, too, because it's going on all weekend long. There's all kinds of events.
At any time, 24/7, there will be even snacks available in the middle of the night. Fresh coffee.
See, I love the Polish people. You're like Italian. You're always feeding people. I love it.
Always with. Yes, yes. At any time, because the church will be open for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. You know, again, ad maiorem Dei Gloriam. God bless
everyone. Father, thanks so much, and all the best, and I hope this is a huge success. Sounds like it's already having an impact on you and your parishioners and the surrounding community of St. Joe's in South Lyon. Again, the website for all the beautiful details of this festival, which is free, by the way, stjosephsouthlyon.org, stjosephsouthlyon.org, then just do /Fatima100, but again, everything's on the homepage. We'll be right back to wrap up and let you know what's coming up in the next hour of Catholic Connection on a rainy Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is brought to you in part by a gift made from our day sponsor, Spiritus Sanctus Academies, independent K-8 Catholic schools in Plymouth and Ann Arbor, administered by the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. They invite you to attend their fall open house Wednesday, October 18th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. For more information, go to spiritussanctus.org or call Sally at 734-996-4245. Beacon Skin and Surgeries is a comprehensive dermatology center on the border of Troy and Rochester Hills, south of M59, and in Dearborn, west of Telegraph. Beacon Skin and Surgeries perform full skin exams and focus on the diagnosis and treatment of all types of skin cancer and precancerous lesions. All are board-certified dermatologists and fellowship-trained surgeons. Call 248-852-1900. Beacon Skin and Surgeries, a beacon for patient care. 248-852-1900.
When you're looking for care for a loved one and you want them to remain independent and living at home, Visiting Angels is ready to serve. Visiting Angels franchises provide the compassionate, professional caregivers needed to deliver the best home care available. You may select your caregiver before service begins. Services include bathing, dressing, errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, and more, up to 24 hours each day. With over 500 franchised offices nationwide, Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. Employment opportunities and caregiving for Visiting Angels are available. You'll receive the support needed to fulfill your goal of achieving a caring career. Franchise opportunities are also available. Call today at 877-374-LIVE or visit us online at visitingangels.com. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Beautiful voices of the amazing Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, and their latest CD. They're just rocking the house. Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, Christmas with the Dominican Sisters of Mary, brand new CD, just in time for the holiday season. And the one, the only, Sister Joseph Andrew will be joining me at 9:15. Can't wait to speak with her. Just ran into her at the Sistine Chapel Choir concert in Detroit. Just love her. She's just a riot. And so joyful and just full of life and love of the Lord and making such a difference in the world and the church, of course. And then another favorite lady friend of mine, Joan Lewis. And Joan is going to be in Rome only for a few more days. She heads to Hawaii to cover some events there. And then she'll be back in Rome to join me and Kelly Walquist for our Women's Pilgrimage, our second annual Wine and Shrine, Women in the New Evangelization, which is just about sold out. I think we have 48 women all paid, signed, sealed, and delivered. If you're still interested, we could probably squeeze one or two more people on the bus. But again, it's pretty much a sellout. But we'll have another one next year, and God willing, every year in November. We will be right back, and we will be talking not only to you in Michigan and Ohio and online, but also across the country and around the world. Stay tuned.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
No two lives are completely parallel, not even with identical twins. Each of us serve a purpose and venture down various paths. Our hills and valleys may resemble one another at times, but they're never exactly the same. As Christians, we're called to celebrate in the joyous times and support each other in moments of tribulation and despair. However, all too often I witness the opposite, the envy for those whose lives are going well and a sense of happiness when things look bad. Instead, we as Christians should strive to communicate joy in the lives of all. We can do this by evangelizing our faith. God's presence and character produce joy. The confidence of being saved brings joy. There's joy in being victorious over the enemy. So whether someone is experiencing success or is facing serious problems, be the Christian who brings them joy by communicating a message of gratitude for our blessings and faith that God will see us through the tough times. This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, the communication evangelist.
Fire on the Earth's Peter Herbeck.
The deepest thing going on in your life, if you've been baptized into Christ, no matter what mountains you may be climbing and massive success you might be having in your life and things you're putting your hand to, or maybe you're suffering profoundly through sickness or deep emotional struggles, pain.